Kumlen Lablak Gemara, we're up to the Yud Amud Aleph. They made a difference in the 42 cities and the 6 cities, that the 42 cities are only Koilet Ladas. He has to know, he has to be aware, the Ratzeach, that this is what does. And Mashengi, the 6 cities, regardless, it protects him. Says the Gemara, the Chevron, you're telling me the name of the 6 cities, and one of them is Chevron. The Chevron in Miklu is Chevron Taka in Mikla. The problem is, it says, Vayitnu the Koliv is Chevron. The Koliv was given the gift Chevron, Kasha Diva Moshe, like Moshe said. It belonged to Kolev. This is a personal thing. What do you mean became, this is the 6 cities? It's not in the 42 that you can say Kolev maybe gave it as a present. It's the 6 cities. Amar Abaye, Pravda, so you know what he got? He got the suburbs around Hebron. And the Chesiv, it says, that it says in the Posse, he was given the fields of the city, and as chatzer and the courtyards, nosnu lekelev and cholev and yifuna ba'achuzas was given to him. So what do we see? That it was not the city itself; it was the suburbs that was given to him. And the city itself, Chevron, was an ir miklav. Then the next one was kodesh. Kodesh ir miklav. You tell me, kodesh is ir miklav. It says in the pasuk, v'orei mifte, the fortified cities, is hatzidim tzeir v'chamas rekes v'chineres. And then it says, "The Kodesh Vadroi the Ein Chatzar." Sorry, the Ein Chatzar. So one of them is Kodesh. So what? It's a fortified city, a walled city. What's wrong with that? The Tanya, we learned Ori Malolu. We learned that these cities here, in the Ori Miklat, Ein Oisin Oisam. They're not allowed to be Loitidin Ktanim. They shouldn't be very small city, because there won't be enough food for these people come in. But like Kroching, they only want very large cities, because then you have many people coming in and you can't control it, and go it down, we'll sneak in and kill them. Remember, we have a responsibility to protect these Shaygim. And therefore, Elayor is Bain, it should be a mid-sized city. So how can Kodesh be? Amar Rabbi Yosef, Tartik Kodesh Ava. There are 2 cities called Kodesh, not the same one. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Kigoin, for example, I'll show you 2 cities next to each other go with the same name, they're very different. You have the city of Slikum, and then you have this, which is a fortified city, and then you have a little village next to it called Akra, the Slikum. Same thing with Kodesh. You have the fortified city of starts from the beginning, Kodesh, and then you have an average city, which also has the same name. So the Kodesh, which is the average city, we don't want 2 city too large or too small. Gufa, let's analyze this. Ori malolo ein oisin oisin. We don't make them like tidim tani. We don't want cities that are too small. But like krochim, they're not too large. Allah yoris bain is average cities. Ve'im oishivin oisim al b'mokamayim. You should make sure that the city is somewhere near with an abundant supply of water. V'imein shamayim, there is no water there. Mevin lemayim, make sure you bring water. If there's no aqueducts or whatever, wells, you bring water. Make sure that there's a marketplace there, so food is plentiful. And you bring them to a place where there's a nice population, and there are other little villages around them. This matu ochlosein. If, however, the population in this city is dwindling, we're scared. What are we scared? We're scared the girl down will bring his whole family, and they'll go and attack. And who's going to defend it? We have a responsibility to defend. This Reitzeach is Moisif and Naleim. If, let's say, whatever reason, these cities start dwindling the population, we get more people there. Nisma to the Reyen. What happens if there are less and less citizens? Mevin Lehem. We bring the Koin Ilvim. We bring the whole gamut. The Israelim, we want especially Koin Ilvim because they have a good heart and they'll take care of it. Hey, Moichin Behen. You don't sell the following things. Like Klezai, no weapons. Not even things that you use for trapping, because you can use that also to hurt people. Divrei Rav Nechemia, these are words of Nechemia. We don't want the goyel down. We check everybody. We have these sensors over there to check everybody comes in. They should come with guns. But if you sell them in the city itself, what protections do we have? So we don't sell these kind of weapons in the city. However. what do you call it? Chachamim Matin. Chachamim, we're not worried. Vishavim, but everyone agrees, ain't person but toichim mitzudas. Definitely you don't spread out nets in the city itself, ain't mafshilin the toich havolim, nor do you spread out ropes. If it turns to hunting grounds and game, that in itself invites. We don't want to invite the goyadam. You don't need, he doesn't need that he can make makeshift weapons or other things if he wants to kill, so that's not going to help. We just don't do anything in that city to invite foreigners to come in here. Amar Rav Yitzchak, my crow. How do you learn all this out from the pasuk? It says in the pasuk, the tzeach should run there. It says, "V'nos el achas min ha'arim ha'el." He should run to one of the cities and v'choy. And not only he should live, we should make sure that he has what to live with. So that's why he teaches us that we have to make sure he has water there and food and everything else. Do something for them that they should be able to live. Tani, we learned, now that you're talking about v'choi, so v'choi can only not only get your gashmis, also ruchnis. Talmid shegola, if a Talmid goes to gola, is megalin rabba imoi, his rebbe has to go to golas with him. Shenemer, it says, v'choi. He has responsibility to give him chayis, even ruchnis. He has to have his teacher there. What better life is there than learning Torah? Even though there might be other malamdim or yeshivas in that city, as we learned in the Gemara before, that not from every person you're zeichet to learn. So therefore, your Rebbe has to go there as well. His eyes are punished from the Rebbe because he's partially to blame that he had a student like this. Why? Because the fact that the Rebbe has to go is like a punishment. Is that he's partially to blame. He's mekan from here to learn out. Make sure that you don't choose talmidim that are not proper. The whole thing is a shaygik. But you learned. We're going to learn later. But remember the famous thing that this person who did a b'shaygik. This person who did a b'shaygig, no, it's not so schuz at all. He had to go to goes. He didn't have Eidim before. That's why we have two Eidim. See, we'll see more later. Yeah, yes, it's not a schuz. Yeah.
So it's even though it's shaygig, the reason it happened through him is because there's some.
The pasuk says Mishoyim Yetzei Resha. The pasuk calls him a Rasha. Mishoyim Yetzei Resha. Mishala Kadmaini. We'll see later that what it is. So therefore, it's a Talmud Shen Hagen, obviously. Says, "Harav shegola. What about Faket? What about the Rebbe goes to Golis? Megalin yeshivosayim. His entire yeshiva has to go with him, as if to say that the Talmidim have to choose a good Rebbe as well. Just like you shouldn't learn from a Talmud and teach a Talmud synagogue, and you shouldn't learn from a Rav Shein Hagen as well.
So if a Talmud goes into Golis and his Rebbe has to follow him, then the whole yeshiva has to schlep with.
No. Don't say that. No, that's already a thing. Okay, so the Radvaz has an interesting shaila. If a king has to go to Golis, does a king go to Golis? And the shaila, and then the Radvaz wants to answer no, because then the whole Klal Yisrael will have to go, because V'chayim, he's a king of all the Yidden, so everyone will have to join him in a town. And others disagree. So it's an interesting discussion. But if a Rav goes to Golis, no, just like a king, they conclude that no one else goes, just the king. So over here also, the Talmid were not at fault if the Rebbe misbehaved. The Rebbe is partially to blame, but the Talmid is Ein Hagen. Why are you teaching him? Or, you didn't teach him enough. You didn't teach him properly. The students don't teach the Rebbe, so you can't really blame the students.
Does the din of Goel Hadam apply to a Melech also?
That's all part of the question. If it does, if the din is goes, I'm sure it is. No, it's a mitzvah. They would like to... Ein, it's not so. When a Beich Menayin Tevedo Shnei Kolt, and Hainok Teide protects you... It says Betzer b'midbar uksib masrei, and it says after Betzer is one of the cities of the Arim Miklat, and it says right afterwards v'zoyis ha'toida, and toida, however, is itself is a Arim Miklat, in Miklat, so you don't need like El Arim Miklat, you don't need to go there. Like Kasha, ha be'idna de osibe, while you're learning toida, taka toida protects you. Ha be'idna de loy osibe, but you're not learning toida, toida does not protect you, then you need to go there. Eboy say Mike Kulti, what do you mean toida protects you? Malachamavis. Not from a Goyal Adam, from a Malach HaMavis. What's the story of Malach HaMavis? The famous story of Rav Chizda, actually it's not a famous story at all. Everybody asks why the Gemara doesn't bring the other famous stories. Dovra Melech or Rabba, Malach Meini. Kihad Rav Chizda, once happened Rav Chizda, Yossi v'gores b'beida, v'sat and learned yeshiva, v'loi havikoyochil, shlicha the Malach HaMavis, l'mikar l'gabei. The Malach HaMavis could not get close to Rav Chizda, approach him to have him die, because pass away, because he was learning Torah all the time. The Lavi Shasik Pumim begins up learning. Solik, he sat, the Yosef Arza, the Vedavi sat there on the step. Poka Arza, and one of the beams came flying out. The Shasik, and he stopped for it burst. It split open, so it was a big noise, a cracking noise. He stopped for a second to see what it was. The Yochele, he got him. The obvious question is then, how does Torah protect you? Every person that we know that couldn't, the Malchov was going to get to, he did the same trick with Rabba, the leaves, with Dovra Melech, the step, and with this, the step. So, where's the Torah to protect you? The man will get you, he gets his man regardless. What's the protection here?
What is it? It's a priest by the
How protecting you? The Malach Mavet, you have to die 4:13 p.m. You have to die. He makes sure it happens, regardless if you learn Torah or not. If you learn Torah, he'll do a ruse. He'll make some kind of a ruse. He'll get you anyway. So what's happened here?
It
was not a minute late. He came 20 minutes earlier and before the time, before the appointment, and he saw what was going to happen. So he made it. He was not late. He was not late a minute. So some want to say that obviously Rav Chisda was not learning in Gansen, which is a hard thing to say. But he heard the noise. If he would taka learn, you know, kolas moisa taman, he wouldn't have heard the noise. Same with Dovid Mazei Rav Chaim. Well, if those people heard the noises, then who was greater than these people here that you can say, you know, it's a hard one. What exactly does it mean? Exactly. Anyway, why is it that Reuven was mentioned first when it came to these Ari Mikla, his city, he was the first one who tried to save Yosef. Shneimer says, Vayishma Reuven, Yitzalei, Miyodam, he saved him. Dershav, Shlomo Melech, he says, Ozi Yavru Moshe, Shoshon, Bevele Yarden, Mizroch Hashem, he will then set aside three cities. Mizroch Hashem, what do you mean, Mizroch Hashem, at Eastern side, Amalai, Hakarabal Moshe, Hazarach Hashem, Shloroitzchim, you should prepare the sun for the murderers. In other words, give them water, food, and so on and so forth. You did it already. One is you should do, and one is you did it already. But the same idea, that you shine the sun on these rotzchim. Says a pasuk, interesting pasuk. Oyev chesef, somebody who loves money, lo yizba chesef, never has enough. Never has enough. Umi oyev b'hamoin, and somebody likes hamoin, plentiful and abundant. Loi, so literally reading the pasuk is loi tfuah. There's no tfuah, no crop there. What does it mean? What's it going on here? Oyev kesel because of Moshe Rabbeinu. We're talking kesel means ava. You know that his nefesh was kosev for the Eibishter. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. He knew that it wouldn't protect anybody. Actually, until the other three are functional, and yet he right away set aside three cities. Let me do it. So oyev kesev la yizba kesev. Now he doesn't wait till he gets full. He'll do it straight away. Not yizba won't get full. He won't wait till he gets full. He'll do the three, even though it's not ready yet, because a mitzvah bal yodi al tach mitzeno or misha bal yodi kaimeno. Then he says, "Ulemi no lelamid, who is somebody suitable to learn? Le behamoin, who is someone to teach in public? Mi shekol tvur shaloi, somebody who has a lot of knowledge. Not begat means a lot of knowledge. Tvur shaloi, he actually says it means he's a baki, chumish, mishnah, halacha. In order to be a teacher, you need to know what you're talking about. You don't want to teach people krum. I know what I'm saying. Me yimalel gvuras Hashem, who has the right to say over the gvuras of the Eibishter, Yashmiya kol tilosai. Only somebody who knows how to say kol tilosai. El mi no lemalel gvuras Hashem, who is suitable to praise the Eibishter, Mishi yachlashmiya kol tilosai. We actually had another Gemara where he says exactly the opposite. We had a Gemara that says over there that you should not make up your own praises, because who can praise the Eibishter? Only someone who can say all of it. And who knows how to say all of it? Nobody. So you have no right to say only what it says in davening, okay, Avram, Keir, all that. Anyway, only those that Torah Ksav.
Did David HaMelech encompass everything, or is anything he couldn't miss
out? We cannot add any more. It says Melam Hul Batish Bachas, whatever it says in there, we had any more. You're not allowed to add your own tefillah. Whatever the Lashon is Moshe Rabbeinu did or the Nevi'im did, that's what you do, and that's it. Another pshat, they say, "Mi oyev b'hamoin loy tefuah." That whoever loves hamoin, a number of people, not loy with an aleph, but loy with a vav. We had this asher loy chama with the loy chayma by bati arachayma. We have an aleph and we read as if a vav, so we can do that. No can become yeah, which is an amazing thing. The Torah says no, and yet we read as if yeah. Mi oyev b'hamoin loy tvua, he'll have tvua. What does it mean? Kola oyev. Kola oyev. What is the word? Was that hever? Okay. Kola oye b'hamoin loy tvua. Whoever likes to learn with a lot of people, loy tvua, he will have tvua. Is there yavu loy? Where is it? Yavu be rabbani nai be rava be the rabba. They all gave their eyes to Rava, the son of Rabba, because he. Rashi adds two words to the Gemara. Our Gemara says whoever likes hamoin sounds like he likes to give shiuri, whatever. Rashi adds a word which we don't have in our Gemara. Rashi says, someone who likes Talmidei Chachamim, he himself not a big scholar, but he loves Talmidei Chachamim, so the Torah will come and reward him that his children should be Talmidei Chachamim. The Anymore Shabbos, whoever loves Talmidei Chachamim, we reward have children Talmidei Chachamim. And they thought about Rava, the son of Rabba. He loved Talmidei Chachamim, Rashi says, B'yoyser. He loved them a lot. He used to give them, help them out financially and so on and so forth. And therefore, all the children were Talmidei Chachamim. Says in Maravaita, Rav Ashi Amar Kol Oyev Lilmoid. Know what Oyev Hamayim is? Somebody likes to learn and with a lot of people. The Chavrusa Loit Vua. He will gain a lot of knowledge. V'Hayin Rav Yochid Machsiv Es Pasik Chedev El Habadim. V'Noyeloi says the Pasik Chedev El Habadim. Chedev to those who are alone. V'Noyeloi the foolish should be Tarshin. Chedev Atzavari Shanim Shel Tamin Chamim. Then the sword should be drawn on those Tamin Chamim. She Yoishin V'Iskin Betoyed Bad Bevad. Don't turn their own. They become foolish. Not only they don't grow, they actually regress. It says even noila, which means foolish. So that we sinned, so we were foolish. Not only the foolish, they're actually sinning. If you learn without a chavrusa, you're sinning. It says because you're not learning correctly. That they became nadish as well as saritzayin. But Avin Amar, he says, not if you learn the chavrusa. Kol ha'oyev lelamed. It's not enough the chavrusa. If you like to give shiurim, the bracha is loit for. Before we learn, that's a precondition. Now we're saying it's a bracha. That you will gain a lot more knowledge when you teach. You gain a lot more than you learn the chavrusa. Behind Amar, we had more time this. It says that Rebbe said, harbe toyda lamadati merabba. He said, I learned a lot from my rebbes. V'mechaveira yoyisim mehem, from my friends even more. V'metalmida yoyisim mekulam, even more so from my talmidim. Our feet were standing in the gate of Shlaim. Me God and Magen Shyam Shar Shlaim. Who is the one that gave us the strength to go fight a war, stand on our feet and fight a war? Shari Shlaim, the gates of Shlaim. What's that? Oiskim Betayda. The gates of Shlaim, Shari Tayda. The gates of Shmalei. See, it's a positive. Shira Miles of David. This is the song that David sang. So Machti, I was happy, but Aimimimli, Beis Hashem Nelech. I heard Bnei Adam Shalomini. I heard people shushking about when I was around. Mosa Yomu Zokinze. Everyone knew that the Abish told me not to. That Yodecha Damim Meloy. You cannot go ahead and build the base of Megdish. So therefore, people were shushking. When can he die already? So that Shlomo can build the base of Megdish. Mosa Yomu Zokinze. The Yovel Shlomo Meloy. Imagine walking around. You're the king of the Eden. Everybody's saying, "Oh, I wish he died already." He had the most interesting life. Yeah, the elder Medad. But it wasn't Moshe heard it, Yeshua heard it. Here, David himself heard it. The Yivna Beis Abchida and build the Beis Abchida, the Nala Leregel, which can go to Leregel, the Samachti, and I was happy because Amalek Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ki Toiv Yoim Bechatzerecha Me'elev, that it's better for I enjoy one day that you are in my courtyard more than a thousand what? Toiv Li Yoim Echot Shata Oisig Betore Lefone, I enjoy David, you're learning Toiv one day more than Elef Oilis Osa Shleim Mincha Lahakiv Lefone Gamizbech, more than a Tharbon Kabonez Imrizbech. Chaim Sanza married his second wife. She was a young girl. It used to be the minhag in Polish, maybe still is in places, that a girl does not go to shul only after they get married. Because she's a nid and all that. And they get married, they go to mikveh. They cannot go to shul. So she got up by the shabrach, as she said. She was a big Talmud Chacham. She said, Samachti ba'imrim li Beis Hashem Nelech. I was happy when I said li, hariat mekadesh is li, because now I can start Beis Hashem Nelech, I can start going to shul.
But she didn't say hariat mekadesh.
It doesn't matter. Ba'imrim li, when they said to me, li. Yeah, that's it. That's true also, yeah. Anyway, the reason why the Gemara doesn't bring David HaMelech's Petita as an example of Malach HaMavis can't get to you. We had a whole story in Gemara Shabbos. David HaMelech has David Shabbos, when am I going to die? And David Shabbos told him you can die on the Shabbos. Every Shabbos he learned the whole time and then here on the steps. So the reason is that very point. David there knew which day he's going to die. So he learned in order to protect himself from the Malach HaMavis. Rav Chisda had no idea. He learned because he learned. Every day he learned. The Pasuk Pum Megisa. Like Rabba. Anyway, back to the Gemara. It says, Gemara Vaiter. You have to have the roads accurate. Tani Rabbi Lezman Yaakov Oimer. Rabbi Lezman Yaakov says, Miklat, Hayakosu Vaprojachim. They had big signs. Big signs everywhere. That what? By every time there's a fork, it tells you Miklat to the right, Miklat to the left, whatever it was. Kideshi Yaakov had a tzech, your father should say, she reckoned how to get there and go there. Because on the Pasuk, you should prepare. Amar Avkana, Mike Ra.
It's junction. Yeah. Junction is at
Summit. Summit, which means? Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, okay. Micro, what pasik? Tochin l'cha derech. In a pasik, you should prepare. Part of preparation is have sign, good signage. I say l'cha hachol derech, prepare, in the road. Whenever he used to learn this parashah, he used to give an introduction. This is how he started. Toiv v'yosher Hashem. The Eivish is good and straight. Alken yoydech hatoyim badorech. Therefore, he guides the hatoyim badorech on the road. What do you mean? Im lechatoyim yoydech. The Eivish guides over here to sinners. Kavachayim ul tzadikim. Surely the Eivish will guide tzadikim. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, pasul l'pischa. Rav Shimon ben Lakish is the one who says the famous word. He used to give introduction to the whole parsha of Roitzchim, Lahe Parsha Mahocha. He would say the following. It says in the Pasik, Vasha Loit Tzoda, he was not planned at all. Navos, Velikim in Liyoda, the Eivishtim made it happen. What's Pshat? Kasha Yosha Yayma, Mishal HaKadmoini. It's like the Mishal HaKadmoini they used to say. Let's give the Moshal, Mishayim Yaitse Rasha. That from a Rasha will come out another Rasha. What does that mean? That has to do with this parsha, which means. Every time the Torah is called, the Torah is always called Mishal HaKadmoni. We had it also in the end of Parshas with the Emoidi, the Nachal was going. So Mishal HaKadmoni, a Mashal of the Eibishter. The Eibishter is called the Kadman. Who is the first thing? Eibishter. So Mishal HaKadmoni is a Mashal for the Eibishter. That he said, Yad Mishayim Yetzirasha. Where does the Eibishter say Mishayim Yetzirasha? Mishal HaKadmoni. All they have is the Eibishter made it happen. Lekimin Miyodai. The Eibishter made him kill somebody by mistake. Why would the Eibishter, that's called Yosher, or the Eibishter made someone kill by mistake, that's good. Because the story is like this. There were two people, Shahar Gus and Efesh, there were two people, Reuven and Shimon, they both killed somebody. Reuven killed somebody by mistake sometime, but nobody saw. So the Echad had been mazed, and the other one killed the mazed. And obviously the guy didn't tell anybody. Ain't Adim. Neither of them have any Adis. What happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazmin Lepundik. The Eibishter brings them to this hotel, this place. Echad Zeh Shehar had been mazed. The guy who is the mazed sitting under the ladder. The guy killed B'Shoigig. Yoidi B'Shoigig was walking down the ladder and there were witnesses there. V'Nofel Olav Ahargi killed him. So Zesh Harig B'Shoigig getting just as a Nedek. He got killed. Zesh Harig B'Shoigig Goylan now will go to Golis because there were two Edim. So he's called a Rosh here. That's what you see before. We said before. He is called a Rosh. Nobody saw.
The first time nobody saw.
It's the thing, nobody
saw. It has to be an oifen, which is
shogi, no, that's just regular shogi. Not an oinus. Not an oinus, shogi,
yeah,
regular shogi.
Yeah, could be a shogi called
a mazit. No, then he's like a mazit. I remember years ago I saw somebody ask a question, I don't remember the answer. He says the guy under the ladder is the guy who killed the mazit. If they were Edim, or there were Edim and no Hasra, what would his punishment have been? Saif. Instead, what was his punishment? Skila. He got skila. Why do you get skila? Why do you get a harsher punishment than Saif? I'm going to leave homework for you for tomorrow.
it's
dropping. They're a skila. You're dropping a stone on him. Dropping a weight. I don't remember the answer. That was a good question.
Before, if it's derech aliyah or derech yirida.
You're talking about derech yirida. That's right. Derech aliyah is an oinus. An oinus is an oinus.
We had all the work cover laws about the ladder, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Was there rotten wood or?
Yeah, 100%. You got to check it out. Anyway, if somebody can find an answer, maybe he says say something there in English. The guy in the bottom.
Rabbeinu Arthur Scroll.
Yeah, he's called it Russia, but it's not the same. A famous question that the Shifus Yaakov and others ask. If he's a Russia, it says more later on that he's not allowed to leave town, he's not protected, even if he's going to do Aedis of Mitzvah, whatever it is, like, we don't let him go out. Since it says Al Toshes Yotchim Russia Aid, a Russia can be an aid, nothing. A Russia can be an aid, how can he be an aid? He's a Russia. So obviously there are degrees of Rishayim. When it says Al Tosh Yotchim Rosh Aid is not this kind of a Rosh. He killed someone with Shaykh before. Why is he a Rosh? It was a Shaykh. He's a Rosh for not telling anybody. But, or I don't know, what could he have done? what could he have done?
If this happens to you, and you look at the circumstances, that this is the sort of thing that if you will be able to go to Golis, you then go into self-imposed Golis?
So what was... what do you do?
What makes him... The Mazid or the Shoigig? The Neufel?
Why is he called a Russia? Why is he called a Russia?
This guy is the Shoigig, now Adim. So this thing has to happen, something has to happen again, where there now there are Adim and he finishes up in Golis.
Why? Because no Adim, he doesn't go to Golis.
The first time, no.
No, that's
the
whole point.
Afraid of the
Goyle Adam. The Goyle doesn't know. If there's no Adam, how's the Goyle Adam? We killed him. He's not, as Rashi said, he didn't tell anybody. It happened by mistake. He didn't tell anybody. We just had a few days ago the car that hit a girl, you know, and there wouldn't have been any witnesses. The girl, you know, might die and no one would know. Killed someone by shaking. It was an accident. Well, negligent. We know from three pederach. It says in the Teira, "Bederach she'adam roitz leilich b'moididim malich nois." The way you want to go, that's how we lead you. We know from three places that, in other words, if you end up doing something wrong b'shegi because you l'chatchila are that kind of way inclined. Like here, right here, Mishnah Yitzchak Rashi was saying that he already killed some Shoigig before that, so he killed it again. See, the Teide, it says, the Eibush told Bilam, don't go there. It says, Kum Lech, go. Before we learned the Gemara, that was, he was a Nudnik, and Eibush finally agreed through his tefillah. Kum Lech. Yeah, we had it in Gemara before. It's an Atem min ha-Nevi'im, you are from the Nevi'im. Chesiv, it says, Kum Lech Ha'itam, go with them. Min ha-Nevi'im, Chesiv says, Ani Asher Lekechem Lam Nechol Ha'il Medichu Ve'derech Zu, I'm gonna teach you the way you want to go. That's how I'm gonna lead you. So we see again the way you want to go, the Eibusha leads you. It says, who yalitz? If you want to join leitzim, then go join the yalitz. And valanovim yitnchein. So knows whichever direction you want to go, I'm gonna assist you. No, I'm not gonna stop you from joining the leitzim. And while you're walking to the Mikla, the Goyle Adam meets you, Vaharog and kill you, Potter, you Potter. In other words, not only after you leave, but even on the way to the Mikla, he's allowed to kill you. Ksavar, it says. But it says the Posse. Yeah, but is that talking about from the Arim Miklat to the Bezin or on the way when you're running to Arim Miklat? Who gives you anybody? You're running to Arim Miklat, there's nobody giving you. You haven't gone to Bezin or anything.
So who's the Bezin
only gets involved once you're in the Arim Miklat. Remember we learned before? Everyone has to go to Arim Miklat and the Bezin takes you out. And they listen to the case. They're Edim. It says that the girl that might run after you, who gets all heated up. And the loy ain't mishabavas. He, because he doesn't hate you, so he is not guilty. So we look at the mishabavas. But goyel adam, who the chesed told my goyel adam, he's allowed to kill you on the way. That's what we're saying here. Even though it says there, who loy sonu loy mitmoil shulshem, that's not talking about the goyel adam. That's talking about the rotzeach himself. Exactly, and that's what we're saying here. The loy ain't mishabavas. Even though the guy, the rotzeach himself, didn't do anything wrong, exactly, still the goyel adam has a right to kill him. The loy ain't mishabavas. He has nothing to worry about from the bezin. He has nothing to. He's allowed to kill you. Yeah. So basically, the question it says, the loy ain't mishabavas, but rotzeach kosem medavas. Talking about the rotzeach. That what? That we forget that the Goyle Adam is going to kill the Ritzach, and the Ritzach does not deserve to die because he did it b'shoigi. He didn't hate the guy. In other words, the Goyle Adam is not excused from killing him. That sounds from this brisa. That he does not deserve to die. That the Goyle Adam is allowed to kill him, he doesn't deserve to die. Because it says, well, when it says he doesn't hate him, so this brisa clearly holds that the Goyle Adam is not allowed to kill him on the way to the Arim Miklat because the Ritzach doesn't deserve to die.
And yet, the Goyle Adam?
Afterwards. But before, on the way to the Goyle Miklat, you can't touch him. So how come this other Braisa says that even on the way to the Miklat, you're allowed to kill him? Loy Ein Mishpat Mavas is referring to the Goyle Adam. That the Goyle Adam is allowed to kill him even on the way running to the Mishpat. So we're saying, Machlek is Braisa. Who domeka hai Tana? He holds like the other Tana. The Tana, he learned Loy Ein Mishpat Mavas, but Goyle Adam is a Dabu. We're talking about the Goyle Adam. Maybe only the murderer does not deserve to die. And we're telling the Goyle Adam, don't do it. It says, at the end of the passage, he didn't have it in mind. What do I do with the Goyle Adam? So in other words, the machlekes two brises with the guy is on the way to the other miklat. If the goyel adam is allowed to kill him, who do the words v'loy ain mishpam avos, he does not deserve to die, are referring to? Is it referring to the retzeach and therefore we're telling the goyel adam don't kill him, or is it referring to the goyel adam that the goyel adam has nothing to worry about because he's allowed to kill him? So now we learn moistin loy shnei tamicham, give him over to tamicham. Show me again, but he might kill him on the way. The yedabru a love, and they should talk to the goyel adam. What are they going to say to the goyel adam? Sounds like they tell the goyel adam, you better not do anything. No, sounds like the goyel adam is never allowed to kill the retzeach, ever. So what are these tamilchum having in time? Well, they're strong. If you want strong people, you don't put up two tamilchum. You get two guards, two private over there, you know, 6 foot bullies, and tell them to take them along. No, we get tamilchumim. So obviously they're going to tell them something and learning. What are they going to tell them? They're going to probably tell them, give them hasra. We're two witnesses, and if you're going to kill this retzeach, you're going to get killed. So so you see that the goyel adam is not allowed to. My love, the master bay, they warn him, you're going to get killed. Kasha, we see clearly the girl that I'm never allowed to kill. No, can it tell you? No, they talk to him, they appease him. Don't kill him. The whole thing happened by mistake. And furthermore, they tell him, they say, I'm sorry to say, but your cousin killed somebody before. The only reason why your cousin died was a victim. He deserved to die. And only Tamil Chum can say that. If the Retzeach himself says it, they're going to say, huh, you're going to believe you? Obviously, you're going to say that. But Tamil Chum, who have no vested interest, okay, they'll listen. Ramei Reimer, who medaber the answer, he himself is talking, Shnevat says, Vizet Varetzeach, Omnuloy, Habashlich, Zet Varetzeach. That this is the word of Retzeach. Machlek is reshining whether Ramei holds that Tamil Chum is saying nothing, only he does, or he's saying also he can try to defend himself. Amalek Chum said, "Harbe shlichus oiser. Shlich sometimes can do a lot more than the person who's in the gay bedover. That they can be more effective." Amar Mar, we learn Mishgoga, but Maisel Yada. We learn two opinions as to whether. Yeah, it doesn't
believe. One says there is a kind of
hefkeres. Not hefkeres, but see, it's a mitzvah, yeah.
Yeah,
you know, only kol adam, nobody else. Yeah.
But there's no control. Just go for it.
In other words, the other one says that there is no process that says to go, how you got to wait until there's the process.
According to the first opinion, you got to go to the miklat, because maybe the girl down will kill you, but not because he's allowed to. But he's not allowed to. But still, the fact is, your life is in danger. So go to the miklat, and we won't let him in. That's the first opinion. The other opinion says no.
When we said v'loy ein mishpat moves,
that's
the
question.
Conclusion of
about two
was.
Opinions.
Yeah, so we never concluded.
No, the halacha is obviously that it's v'loy ein mishpat moves. No, the goyel adam is allowed to kill him, and we'll see later in the mitzvah, even according to some, to kill.
Before
and after.
So l'chatchil, the goyel adam shouldn't, but we're talking about where he's so far hitched with anger about
which opinion you're talking about? Which opinion you're talking about?
Whoever it is that says loy en mishpat moves.
They both say loy en mishpat moves, but if it's referring to goyel adam, yeah, then he has no right to. But the reality is
so
that sometimes you lose control. What do you have to even tell the guy it's a shaggy? If it's amazing, then why is he going to the miklat? In yes, about Tanya we learned Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda Aimer. Rabbi Yosi said, "Betchila, everyone goes to the other miklat. Echad shaygig, the echad mezid, magdim la miklat. Everyone goes to the miklat. We learned before, whether you're shaygig, whether you're mezid, everyone goes to the miklat. And therefore, they have to tell the guy. By the way, this guy didn't do the mezid because you might think we're taking him now to the miklat. He could be a mezid also because everybody goes. And if he's a mezid, then you are really upset and you want to take revenge." So we're telling you this guy was a shaygig, and because we only do that. When do we give shnei tamil chamim only by a shaygig? This guy is a shaygig, and therefore leave him alone, because you might think he's amazed. Because Rabbi Yehud, I amazed, doesn't get killed without a sra. It follows Rabbi Yehud says everyone goes to Aramik. The beznes shochavim oisim sham. The beznes drag them out. Misha chay, misha hobi to kill him. Even though it's not a sra, because we said before Rabbi Yehud holds you don't need a sra only to determine. But if he's a sayne, that's already automatic. And if somebody is not chayiv, he is potter. We send him back. We save the retzeach and hand the goyel adam. Mishnah is chayiv golus, machzir is mekayim. So therefore, if somebody is not chayiv at all, we send him back. If somebody is, yeah, for example, going up the ladder. So we send him home and we tell the goyel adam goodbye, leave him alone. If somebody is a shaygig, we send him back to the other miklat. To the city that he originally ran to. Rabbi Eimer, sorry? Yeah, so there's a mitzvah girl that a mazid who doesn't get killed because they were Edom no Hasra or whatever it is, a girl that kills him and there's no protection for him. Don't kill anybody with mazid. That's the bottom line. Yeah. Rabbi Eimer, Rabbi says, Rabbi disagrees. He says, not everybody. You learn that everyone goes to Adi Miklat, and therefore we have to tell the guy, this guy's a shaggy, don't think he's from the Mizidim. Rabbi says, no, not everybody went to Adi Miklat. Apidin, you don't run to Adi Miklat. Sometimes the guy, the murderer himself, runs on his own accord to Adi Miklat. Because Svudin, and they think they don't know the halachas, they think that they're protected. It's a city of refuge. That's what it's called, a Miklat. They don't know only shaygigim go to the miklat, but this murderer doesn't know that.
Practically speaking, everyone runs
there. Exactly, they think that there's some kind of protection there, so that's why we need to the Tamil Chacham need to tell the guy. By the way, this guy here is a shaygig. If the other miklat turned into a city full of robbers, full of murderers, because all these murders are going there. Ainan Kelta is no longer protection. And it says, but Dabe Bozne Ziknir said, you should speak with Dibel Bozne Ziknir Ahi. You should talk to the elder of that city as the word of his words. And then it says that what? That the majority of people are not those kind of words. And you bring people and murder Bashagi. Not that most of the people in the city have the same words. Oh, we killed somebody by mistake. There's a city that has no elders, intelligent people in the Tamil Chamim, is not Kailat. It says the Pasuk, you need Zikneir, it doesn't exist. In other words, we had a big Machlekes in the Gemara whether you take a Pasuk literally or not. Remember, if you had a Machlekes in the Gemara, if the Kayan didn't have a right thumb and a right toe, do you pour that oil? We had one opinion that says no, because it says the Pasuk, it has to be in Boyan. Yeah. Another one says no. If you don't have, you go to the other one. Exactly, my chalik is here. Today is to bring them to the Zikna Yira. If you don't have Zikna Yira, what do? You go to another city, you go to the next group of people. So that's my chalik is here. He says over here, a city that he takes it literally, a city that has no Zikna Yira, nothing happens. Itma, we learned, Irsha, Amos, Kenim, a city has no city, Rabbi, has no Kenim, Rabbi, Amir, Razi, Chadom, at Kailatis, it does protect still. You don't take the Pasuk literally, Chadom, and Kailatis. Lamanda, I'm at Aina Kailatis, being a Zikna Yira, which is Zikna Yira. Lamanda, I'm at Kailatis, Mitzah, Ba'alma. It's only, you know, ideal. If you don't have, you don't have. Then we learn another day in the same machlek is the Irsha Aimbaz Kane no elder that regarding Ben Sayyid Moy. It says, well, also there, the parents should bring the Zikna Yirai. Rab Ami, Rab Asi, Chadam, and Nasaba Ben Sayyid Moy, even though they don't have Zikna Yirai. Chadam, and Nasaba Ben Sayyid Moy. Lamandam, and Nasaba Ben Sayyid Moy, the Ina Zikna Yirai, the Lek, where is Zikna Yirai? Lamandam, and Nasaba Ben Sayyid Moy, Mitzabah Alma. The Irsha Aimbaz Kane, the city that has no Skane, Rab Ami, Rab Asi, Chadam, and Via Egla Rufa, a city that has no Skane. The machlek is Rab Ami, Rab Asi. One says you bring in egla rufa v'chad omar ein no mevia egla rufa. Over there also says you bring zikne. You go out there and they, you know, say no yodin l'shavcha and all that. Again, the machlekes is if you take it literally or not. Lemandam ein mevia egla rufa bina zikne irahi v'leka. Lemandam mevia egla rufa mitzvah ba'alma. It's only a mitzvah. Omar abcham achinim and ma'am nem parashchim b'loshon aza. This is a. I always have a problem with this. Why does it say the Loshon Reitzchim in a very strong language? What do you mean? We know that Vayemim means soft-spoken and Vayidabim means tough. And why is it that the Pasuk over here in Yehoshua, when it says this Pasuk, it says over there, when they said about Israel, Vayidabim Hashem Yeshua Lamer. This is the only time the Abishah spoke to him with a halacha. The Abishah spoke Vayidabim. Dabir Abin Yisrael. Again, Dabir. Lamer. Tru Lechem Es Ori HaMiklis Shabbat Yalechem. It's three times very dabber. Dabber is tough. It says again and again, tough words. Why? Not because they are tough words, but because these are the only words that the Eibishter told Yeshua a din from the Torah. Rashi says over here. Rashi says, "Beloshen Azer, bechol Yeshua k'siva yemer Hashem." The entire Yeshua, you always find over yemer. The kan nemer ve dabber Hashem al Yeshua. The dibber loshen Azer. Dibber is tough. So whenever it says dabber is tough. This only mitzvah is given to give over. Remember the whole dibur lashon kasher. You tell me that dibur is tough. Yeah, is that so? Was it in? Yeah. It actually says the pasuk dibur ish. Adoni oretz itonu kasher. That person spoke to us tough. This is what the brothers are saying. Yeah, he spoke to us tough. They went back to Yaakov and said that, you know, that this king. a viceroy, he spoke to us tough. So Dibur is cautious. Fredi Maravatanya, we learned elsewhere that Nidburu, it says the Pasik, that Nidburu Yid Hashem, but one to another, Nidburu, ain't Nidburu, Loshanachas, Nidburu means soft spoken. Vechenu Amr, it says the Pasik, Yad Beir Amim Tachtenu, that they should rule the nations under us. So they would say it's soft spoken. Dabelchud and Yabelchud. Dabel is alone and Yabel is alone. The only problem I have with the Hogmod is with Fesher Rashi, we had it in Mobasa and we also had it in Tainus. That Moshe Rabbeinu, the Abishah did not speak to Moshe Rabbeinu for 38 years after Maisa Meraglim. And Rashi says there, it says, Vayedaber, and Vayedaber is Loshen Chiba, Loshen Nachas, and the Abishah did not, it says Vayyame, which is tough. Rashi and Babasa, and Rashi Babasa, right? But Rashi is in the Rashi Chumash says Vayedaber is tough for Yemir soft, like here.
Yeah,
because Shimon Lebesi Akiva says it's exactly. Rashi by Meraglim says clearly that. So I was just thinking that maybe over here is, it says three times Vaidaber in the same pasuk. Vaidaber, daber, adibarti alecha. Maybe one daber alone could be soft spoken, even though more than sound like that. But three Vaidabers, one after another after another.
So in other words, if you have a number of times, then it's not soft.
Maybe.